Welcome once again to Voiceland, we're the babes. Have you ever wondered why we do this show? Well, we're trying to heal the world one laugh at a time. So fasten your seatbelts and here we go.
So girls, what did you think about playing dreidel tonight? Did you like it?
It was fun.
I never won. I didn't get any chocolate.
I got very excited when I spun the gimme.
The gimme is
did. Gimme.
Gimme means
gimmel.
You get the pot.
That's
a win.
Gimmel is
it's
win.
Like hitting megabucks. You get
that's
all
right.
The chocolate.
Jewish megabucks.
Jewish megabucks.
Hanukkah megabucks.
Yeah. Exactly.
Megabucks.
Oh, no.
It's Jewish gambling. Mm-hmm.
Well, when we used to play in school, we always used nuts. That was back before everyone had all the peanut allergies and all the nut allergies.
Oh.
We used to play with the kids and teach them how to do it. Because it was really easy to make a dreidel with a pencil.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And the kids could learn other things to kind of celebrate other holidays.
Holidays.
We always used to call it Christmas break, and of course now it's winter break.
So you've played before?
Yes,
dreidel.
I have played.
I have not.
Uh-huh.
Played before.
Who knew she'd play before? Well, you know, pennies are also good.
Yes.
Now, we didn't play with pennies tonight, though. What did we play with?
We played with gelt, with chocolate gelt.
Chocolate,
yes. Chocolate coins. Gelt.
Chocolate gelt, the best coin.
But we didn't get to eat any yet.
Well, okay. You can have some.
Thank you.
And since I'm on a no-carb, no-sugar diet, you girls can split it up.
We get all
so
the
you
gelt.
Are the big winners. Woohoo!
Baby.
That is fun.
And for everyone else who wants to learn how to play dreidel, listen very carefully to the next script because you will learn.
So, who wants to play dreidel? I want to win some gelt.
Oy vey, Sophie. Ever since you won that big jackpot in Vegas, you always want to gamble.
Ah, gamble schmamble. It's just dreidel and it's Hanukkah. Let's have some fun.
Hey, Ma, how much manischewitz have you had? You're in a really good mood.
Oh, I love Hanukkah. I love Sadie's latkes. I love my Concord grape. I love dreidel. And I love you.
Yeah? And how do you feel about your son, Willie?
Sharon Shaw, now is not the time.
It's okay, Sadie. I've got this. Sharon, when your brother Willie told me that he had fallen in love with a shiksa, I thought I would die. And then, when he brought her home for dinner, I thought I would plot. But once I had some wine and got to know her a little better, I realized he'll tie her off her soon, and I don't have to worry.
Oh, Ma, you're so funny. Let's have some more wine and play dreidel. Who remembers how to play?
Sadie always remembers because she had that party when she was little and taught her friends, so she never forgot.
Oh, I remember Bubby telling me about that party. What was so special about it anyway?
It was a very special party, Sharon, because it was my first sleepover at our apartment, and both of the girls weren't Jewish.
So what? So what they weren't Jewish?
So what? Back then, times were different. Everyone stuck to their own kind. Now that I think about it, in some ways, we were a very progressive family. Everyone was always welcome at our apartment.
Yeah, yeah. We could have Goyim friends, but we couldn't marry them. And Willie can't marry one either, and neither can you, Sharon. I swear on these latkes that if you do, I will throw myself out the window.
Well, so much for progress, Aunt Sadie.
Give it a rest, Sophie. Times are changing. No one throws themselves out the window anymore.
Aunt Sadie, tell us about that Hanukkah party you had when you were little, and remind us about the rules of dreidel.
Okay, Sharon, okay. I remember it like it was yesterday. Bubby said I could have two friends over for a sleepover. I invited my two best friends from school, Laura and Mary. Yeah, it was just like it was yesterday. Hi, Mary. Hi, Laura. I'm so glad that you could come to my party.
Me too, Sadie. But I forgot what kind of party this is.
This is a special party. This is a Hanukkah party.
A
Hanukkah party to celebrate the Festival of Lights because of the miracle.
We're celebrating a miracle?
Cool. Well, what was the miracle, Sadie?
After reclaiming the temple many years ago, there was only enough oil to burn for one night. But the oil burned for 8 nights. That is why we celebrate, and we celebrate for 8 days.
Does that mean we get to sleep over for 8 nights? Oh, that would be so much fun.
Ooh. No, Laura, our sleepover is only for one night, but we'll still have lots of fun.
So what else do we do to celebrate?
We eat special foods like latkes.
Ooh, like a latkes? Sadie, what are you talking about?
Latkes. Latkes. They are potato pancakes. They are fried in oil and so yummy. We eat them with applesauce and salad cream.
Where are the latkes?
Mom is making them right now.
Oh, so that's what smells so good.
We also eat fried jelly donuts.
Does your mom make those too?
Ooh. No, but she buys them at the bakery and they're still really good.
And what else do you do to celebrate?
We play dreidel.
What kind of game is dreidel?
It's a gambling game.
Gambling? We don't get to gamble at my house. You are so lucky. How do you play?
Well, everyone gets some gelt. Gelt is money, and we play with foil-covered chocolate coins because then we get to eat our winnings.
Oh, I love chocolate. Oh, this game sounds really great already.
Then we get to spin the dreidel.
It looks like a four-sided top.
That's right, Mary. It is like a top, and each side has a different Hebrew letter. N is for none. That means nothing happens if your dreidel lands with that side up. G is for gimel. We also call it gimme because that means you get the whole pot.
Oh, well, I hope I get gimme.
Oh, me too.
Hey means you get half the pot, and shin means you have to put one in. And if the pot is empty, everybody puts one in. We all keep playing until somebody has everything, and they are the winner. Then we share and eat our winnings or play again.
Yeah, let's play.
Sorry to interrupt your game, girls, but I have hot latkes. Who's hungry?
Ooh, we are!
Yeah! Guess we'll have to finish playing later.
Yeah, later. Right, Laura? Oh, look. Laura can't talk. Her mouth is already stuffed with latkes, and in a second, mine will be, too.
Whoa! I hope Mom made enough latkes. And to think that the night has just begun. We're going to have so much fun.
Great story, Aunt Sadie. No wonder you always know how to play dreidel. But what I want to know is, did you have enough latkes?
Of course. Bubby always made enough latkes for the whole building, or at least that's the way it seemed.
So you fed the whole building latkes?
No, Sharon. We ate enough latkes for the whole building. It's not easy to grow these voluptuous hips, you know. The Kardashians have their secrets on how to get big hips, and we have ours.
Good to know, Aunt Sadie. Hey, where's Ma? We should play dreidel. Ma! Ma! Where are you?
In here, on the couch. I think I fell asleep. I took a little Dremel after I ate.
After you ate all the chocolate gelt? Sophie, how could you?
It was geschmacked. Best gelt I ever tasted.
Good thing I know you, Sophie. I hid some coins in the cabinet just in case your sweet tooth went out of control. And look, you didn't find them. Don't worry, Sharon. We can still play.
Yay, it's a miracle. Let's play dreidel. Happy Hanukkah, everyone.
Happy Hanukkah!
Sadie?
Yes, Sophie?
Do you think you have another bottle of wine hiding in that cabinet? This one seems to be empty.
Of course, Sophie, of course. Okay, girls, I heard something that I think is really interesting. Drake, do you know who Drake is?
No, I have no clue.
No.
Drake, he's a rapper. He's from Canada.
The only Drake I know is Paul Drake from Perry Mason Show.
No, not Paul Drake. This is Drake. He goes by one name, Drake. He's been in a bunch of TV shows
and movies.
And he's a rapper, and he's really famous.
No.
Okay.
So this must happen because you still have very young daughters, so you're all into
They haven't lived at home for years now. I'm just
Oh, this
hip.
Is just you.
I'm
okay.
Just hip.
Erica's hip. We're not.
I don't even think they use that word anymore.
I'm feeling positively geriatric.
No. Well, anyway, he's collecting Birkin bags.
Well,
you know
that?
What Birkin bags
no,
are,
No, I have
right?
no clue.
No, I don't know what those are either.
What the hell's a Birkin bag?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Okay, Birkin bags are like the most expensive purses in the world.
They're I thought you said burping rags. You said Birkin. Wait, you said Birkin bags?
Okay, I have not been drinking. Birkin bags.
Okay, all right, okay.
Okay, Birkin bags. They're like a status bag. They're purses made by Hermes. You know the company Hermes?
No.
Hermes.
Hermes.
Do you know it? Do you know it, Diana?
I know of it. It's quite hoity-toity and a little bit snooty,
it's
too.
It's very hoity-toity. They said Victoria Beckham has over 100 of them.
Well, of course she does. She's freaking stinking rich.
Okay, but listen to this. The average U.S. price is from $11,900 to $300,000 for one stinking bag.
Get the hell out of here.
I swear, hand to God, really. It's true.
Hand to God.
It's true.
Get the hell out of here.
Okay, so this is like women want these bags, but Drake is a guy, right?
Okay, yeah, I got it.
And he's collecting these bags because he thinks they're a good investment and he wants to give them to his future wife. Now, he doesn't have a girlfriend. He's not engaged. This is just like a thought of his that he should collect Birkin bags.
This
okay,
is what
so
I'm
what
gonna,
do you think?
I'm
I want to know what you
I'm going to tell Drake this about the collectibles. Beanie Babies. That's all I'm going to say.
That's a,
okay?
You know what? Listen. Back to Beezy.
I've got Beezy boxes full.
Listen, Beezy calls me from Chicago. You got to buy these Beanie Babies. You got the Beanie Babies. I'm
oh
like, well, they got them at McDonald's here. I went to McDonald's and bought like 20 Happy Meals at a time to get these damn Beanie Babies for her.
Because Beezy told you to
well,
get Beanie Babies.
Well, because we were going to make, they were making big money in Chicago.
Oh,
I'm like,
God.
Put them for sale. Well, I got to wait till I get them. No, put them in the paper now. I got them in the mail. By the time she put them in the paper, the fad was over and they're still sitting at her house.
But you know what? With bags and the fads with the bags, I have friends of mine that are all
bags.
Into the bags, okay? It was the Coach purses and it was the Dooney and Burke
right.
purses and it was a and you had to have the really purple one season and and they're spending $300, $500 for a bag that they would trot out a couple of times so that strangers could see them with it and be impressed. And I would laugh at me because I'd have my broke ass Target purse that I would use
until
it fell apart.
Yeah, I don't pay more than $20 for
and
a
they
purse.
And they would tease
that's
me
about
me being a tightwad and I would tell them, I'd say, look, I don't carry $300 in my purse. So I'm not going to spend $300 on a purse.
Well, right. And
well,
it's,
yeah.
But you know,
see, but
Christie's, to each his own.
You know Christie's, the auction,
auction
house?
House.
Right.
Okay.
I knew that.
I don't even know
good.
That.
Okay. We're, so we're up. You don't
no,
know that either?
No, I don't know.
All right. We'll get
I live
you,
in
we'll
a cave.
You up. So they sold a Birkin bag at auction for $379,261. You
the,
could buy a friggin' house for that. Okay?
You could buy a friggin' two houses
get
for that.
Get the hell
okay?
out of here.
That's how much they... So he thinks because of all this hype, it's like the rainbow beanie or something. I mean, it's like the most important beanie, but
yeah.
it's a Birkin.
This week.
So, yeah, but for
this
the
week.
Last couple of years, that's what's happening.
And then the next couple of years, nobody's going to give a dang.
I hope that in a few years, Birkins are worth nothing.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe it's a bad thing to say, but
this
I,
is what happens
I
when you get
so.
Caught up in the fads and the
get
trends.
Caught up in the
and
the... But my point, too, is would you want your husband to be picking out your purses?
No.
Think
no.
about that. Forget how much they're worth. Forget that they're nice.
Hey, my husband won't come within 10 feet of my purse. If I ask him to get something out of my purse, he acts like it's radioactive. You want me to get in your purse? I don't want to do that, he says. It's like, no, my wallet's right. I don't want to go in your purse.
Okay,
here,
so,
I'll bring
God,
it to you.
That is so funny.
So if Harvey said, Diana, I've been collecting these purses for you over the years. I want you to have them. You would think he was crazy, right?
I would say, which alien spaceship came down, stole my husband, and replaced him with you?
Yeah,
right.
I,
so, Drake, alien or not?
Well, he's a rapper, so I
well,
would say alien.
I'm still liking Paul Drake from Perry Mason, so.
Is he a pirate?
No.
I don't know.
No, I'm sorry. I do not know the person.
And would you want a man picking out your purses and bringing, it's like a dowry. Here's a collection of very expensive purses. Would you like that?
Well, I don't care that much about my purses, so. But
well, right. actually, if I had a man that was that interested in purses, I'd wonder if he actually was marriage material. You know what I'm
no.
saying? Okay.
You, you know, I
nothing against guys that carry purses.
No, but there
I'm
are some
saying.
Things I would not want a guy picking out my clothes. I mean,
some men do that. Some men pick out their wives' clothes, and the wives love it. I mean, I would never
well,
want that.
To each his own, but
right, right. So
well, when
own.
My husband and I were courting. he used to like to come shopping with me, and I used to love to come out modeling the outfits that I was thinking of buying to see what he liked and what he didn't like, but it was all a ruse, don't you know? Because as soon as he had me wrapped around his finger, the shopping trips absolutely ended.
There you go.
So, see? So maybe Drake will never buy his future wife another purse again once he gets married.
Once he reels her in.
Yeah, that's it, baby. It's got to last
your
lifetime.
It's part of the package.
If the marriage lasts that
I'm
long.
I'm a rich, we'll famous see. Guy, and I got a bunch of purses for
now.
You.
He's rich and famous for now. He might not be the flavor of the week next week, and he's going to invest all this money in purses that won't be.
I will have to look up Drake so that I am more informed.
Look it up, and we can talk about it again. But I thought it was interesting, and you might want to know.
And it's not Perry Mason, so.
No, not Perry Mason.
Okay.
Okay, I'm hungry. Let's go.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, let's do some more Christmas jokes. I think these are really cute.
Oh, you're into it now.
And now I'm into it.
Okay, good.
Okay, I've got one.
All right.
What Christmas song is hidden in the alphabet?
What? Hidden in the alphabet?
No L.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I have one.
Okay.
What did Adam say on the day before Christmas?
I don't know.
It's Christmas, Eve.
Oh, clever.
Get it, Eve?
Yes. Got it.
Got it, got I'm it, so got smart. It.
Okay.
All right.
What do you call Frosty the Snowman in May?
I have no idea.
A puddle.
Ah, that's
And with that, let's move on to something else. I say let's wind things up with some bloopers from some of our segments today.
I can do that.
Oh, I remember Bubba telling me about that party.
Bubby.
Yeah, yeah. We couldn't have Goyim friends, but we couldn't bury them. All right, retake.
Bury them.
Ready?
We're going to shoot them first and then bury them.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah, we could have Goyim friends, but we couldn't marry them. And Willie can't marry one either, and neither can you, Sharon. Damn it. Should it be either or either?
Either,
no,
either is
neither.
Fine. He can't marry one either, and neither can you.
Okay. I'm picking up again.
Okay.
Well, so much for progress, Aunt Sophie.
Give it a rest. I don't blame you. She should be your aunt instead.
Okay,
who
go
wants
ahead.
Her for a mother.
Okay.
And you said either.
Pick
instead
up.
Of either.
Pick up.
It's okay.
Either, neither. It's okay.
Don't worry about it.